Isaiah chapter 108. In the previous chapters, we often read the name of the prophet Isaiah, isn't that correct? When we discussed the life of the wicked king Ahaz, I told you Isaiah was sent to the king to tell him the Lord would give deliverance. We also heard of the prophet Isaiah many times when we dealt with the God-fearing Hezekiah. Who is this Isaiah? What was his work? His family was of the royal house of David. We read in the Bible that his father's name was Amos. This Amos was a brother to King Uzziah, who went into the temple to offer, and on that occasion he became leprous. So Uzziah was an uncle to Isaiah. Although Isaiah never became a king, the Lord called him to the office of prophet. He was a prophet of the Lord. We have read often about prophets, haven't we? We told you so many nice stories about prophets, such as Moses and Samuel, Nathan, who admonished David of his sin, Elijah and Elisha, Jonah, who did not want to go to Nineveh and therefore fled, and many others. We also told you of false prophets. Do you still remember Ahab had 400 of these lying prophets? This time I am not going to tell you about lying prophets. No, we are going to speak about a real prophet who was called by the Lord to that difficult task. His name was Isaiah, and truly he was a good prophet. He lived in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Thus he reached a very old age. When Isaiah was still very young, he received a new heart from the Lord. He already served the Lord in his youth, at which time the Lord called Isaiah for his service. He had to preach, yes, preach against his own people. However, the Lord immediately told him they would not hearken to his preaching. The Israelites would continue living in their sins. Again and again, the children of Israel forsook the Lord. They made wood or stone images and bowed down before them, honoring them as gods. Still, the Lord warned them. The Lord caused his servants to preach to these ungrateful people, telling them they should break these images to pieces and worship the Lord only. For that purpose, the Lord called Isaiah to the office of prophet. Isaiah saw the wickedness of his people. He saw that they forsook the Lord. He was grieved about it. He knew that the Lord would be compelled to punish this sinful people for their idolatry. He walks about the streets of Jerusalem. He preaches in all seriousness and faithfulness. Let us listen to what he says. O my people, listen to me. Break those idols to pieces, for they are no gods, and they are only wood or stone images. Bend your knees before the Lord, the God of heaven and earth. Then the Lord will bless you. If enemies should come, the Lord will defeat those enemies. The Lord will bless you with the increase of the field. Yes, you will live in peace and prosperity. But if you refuse to listen to the voice of the Lord, one calamity shall follow upon the other. The harvest will fail, and the cattle will die in the pasture. Besides, the enemy will come, and they shall destroy everything. The wheat in the fields will be destroyed, causing you to be without bread to eat. Your wives and children will die from starvation. The cities and villages will be burned, and you will be slain in the battles. And what response did he receive upon this serious preaching? The inhabitants of Jerusalem scornfully laugh at him. They ridicule him. They will not listen to this well-meant warning of the prophet Isaiah. And when the wicked king Ahaz reigned, the enemy came. The Syrian army, under the leadership of their king Rezin, defeated the army of Ahaz. Thousands were killed. Sorrow and grief reigned over all the land. Still, the children of Israel would not turn from their evil ways. Later, the Lord sent heavier punishments. Pekah, the king of Samaria, came, and he in one day killed 120,000 soldiers. The houses were burned, the fields were trampled, and the cattle were robbed from the stalls and pastures. Those were sad days for the people of Judah and Benjamin. There were sad days for the prophet Isaiah, too. He had prophesied and warned his people that these things would come, and they did come. In spite of all these reverses and calamities, The people continued to persist in sin. They still would not be converted to the Lord. Isaiah also lived through all this. No, he did not have an easy life. He went bowed under the judgments of God. Isaiah also had joyful days in his life. At the time the God-fearing Hezekiah lived and reigned, how happy he was when all those idolatrous images were smashed to pieces. How glad he was when the doors of the house of the Lord again were opened and the inhabitants of Jerusalem worshipped the Lord. But alas, many people of Jerusalem and Judah worshipped the Lord only outwardly. They did not worship him with their whole heart. It was only form. Oh yes, they did go to the temple. They brought their offerings to the house of the Lord, but they did not receive a new heart. They did not serve the Lord uprightly. The inhabitants of Judah and Benjamin thought this was sufficient. They were satisfied with the great change in their divine worship. But Isaiah again walks through the streets of Jerusalem and preaches. Listen, O my people, he says, this is not sufficient. You must be converted. You must worship the Lord with your whole heart. A respectable, well-behaved life will avail nothing at the day of death. The heart must be renewed. Isaiah often came to the palace during the years when Hezekiah reigned. The king was his friend. At that time he also lived through anxious days, when Sennacherib besieged Jerusalem with his mighty army, and it seemed as though the king would be overcome. He bent his knees often and besought the Lord for deliverance, for help in this dire distress. His people ridiculed him and laughed at him, but Isaiah did not seek revenge. No, he prayed for this sinful people. When deliverance did come, and the boasting Sennacherib was put to shame, he thanked the Lord for this miraculous deliverance. After the death of Hezekiah, a wicked king came to the throne. We will tell you about that in the following chapter. Then the people of Judah and Benjamin again began to worship idols. They forsook the worship of the Lord once again. And the Lord made known to Isaiah what would happen. An enemy would come, a mighty enemy, who would be the king of Babylon. This king would carry the people as captives to Babylon. Jerusalem would be destroyed, the brilliant temple once built by Solomon would be burned, and the people of Judah and Benjamin would roam about as exiles for 70 years. Isaiah told this to the people. He prophesied to them the future. He preached to them that this dreadful punishment would come. It was not a pleasant message, but he was compelled to bring this message. The Lord commanded him to do it, and he obeyed. Oh, terrible days would come for the inhabitants of Judah and Benjamin. Now they laugh at the preaching of Isaiah. Now they ridicule this faithful prophet. But the time will come when they will not laugh. The day will come when they will no longer mock. Isaiah also revealed to this people that they would not remain in that faraway foreign country of Babylon forever. No, the Lord would again return them to their own beloved native country. Their children and grandchildren again would come into Judah and Benjamin. Yes, that portion of his message was a happy message. And, Isaiah would say, one day the Lord Jesus will be born. He is the heavenly king. He will not deliver from earthly enemies, but he will deliver from a much more dangerous enemy. He will deliver from sin. Oh, when Isaiah speaks about this coming king, his eyes sparkle and his voice trembles with happy expectation. This king will deliver Israel from its sins. He not only will deliver the Jewish nation, but also all the nations of the earth will be blessed in this king. His Savior will gather his elect from every nation upon the earth. It was as if Isaiah already saw this Messiah. He prophesied to his people that the Lord Jesus would suffer and die. He would suffer the punishment of the sins of all his elect. He would obtain eternal glory for his people. The Jews laughed at Isaiah and mocked him, but the Jews would likewise laugh at the Lord Jesus and mock him. Yes, they would crucify their Savior, their Deliverer. They would reject him and kill him. And this great king will not avenge himself. He will permit it. If they should smite him, he will not smite back. He will not open his mouth. Isaiah prophesied that the Lord Jesus would be crucified with the wicked, and that happened, didn't it? He was nailed to the cross between two murderers. Isaiah also prophesied that the Lord Jesus would receive a kingly burial. Isaiah told much, very much, about the Lord Jesus who would come. It has been a long time since Isaiah walked through the streets and preached in Jerusalem. All those mockers of that day are long dead. No one knows them. They are forgotten. Isaiah also has been dead a long time, but Isaiah is not forgotten. No, sometimes when you are sitting in church on Sunday, you will hear his name mentioned by the minister. Sometimes a chapter is read from the book which was written by Isaiah. Isaiah will never be forgotten. Today there are no more prophets who foretell the future, but the Lord still continues to warn us, not by prophets, but by preachers, by God's servants. Each Sunday they preach in the churches. How do we act? What is our response? Do we mock with their preaching? Do we laugh about it? Oh, we will fare very badly if we do. The Lord punished the mockers who lived during the time of Isaiah, and if we mock with God's word, the Lord will punish us too. For the same God still lives. He never dies. He never changes. The Lord lives to all eternity.